Hello, my name is Joe. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up so you can call 911. If not, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of my mother.
Okay, so are you calling to get a testing site or are you calling to get a sign up for the vaccine?
Vaccine. I'm sorry.
All right. So you're fine, ma'am. So let me give you another number that you can call, okay?
Okay. Now, can I ask you just a quick question? I'm in Georgia, mm-hmm. but my mother is in Alabama, and mm-hmm. she has zero computer experience. Mm-hmm. So I actually was on her local TV's homepage app mm-hmm. that I downloaded here in Georgia so I could keep up with what was going on in Montgomery, and mm-hmm. I got this number. How do I find out where these drive-through clinics? She's got other friends that are getting vaccines, and of course, some of her friends are computer pretty savvy. Mm-hmm. My mother is not, so I just decided to make a phone call today to find out, where can I find out where these drive-in places are, if it's a Walgreens or whatever the case may be in the Montgomery area? That's where she lives, in Montgomery.
Yes, ma'am. Now, as of right now, ma'am, they're only just pre-registered everybody for the vaccine. Now, I can give you a number where you can call to get a pre-registered, and once
She says she's pre-registered, so I'm going to take her word on calling.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, told her the number. I said, Mama, just stay on the line and get pre-registered. And I tried to explain. She's got a little bit of a dementia problem. I tried to explain to her that, you know, it might take weeks or a month. Just get pre-registered and someone will call you, you know.
How old is your mom, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't mind. 81.
Okay, well now, I don't know about her doctor, but now, of course, I'm not even nowhere near 75 yet. But now, my doctor's office is in Troy, Alabama. I don't know if you ever heard of Troy, but now my doctor's office.
Yeah, I know where Troy is. I grew up in Montgomery.
Okay, well now my doctor's office are actually giving the patients 75 and older the vaccine. So maybe if you could call her primary physician to see if they have some of the vaccines.
They don't, because she just went last week because when my mother gets really nervous or upset about something, she gets the hives. So she had to go to her doctor's office last Tuesday, to get a shot for the hives. And they told her then that made sure she waited 2 weeks before she got her vaccine. And, of course, my mother said that she was pre-registered, but she hadn't heard anything. And they just told her to wait, you know, 2 weeks. So if they would have had the vaccine, they would have given it to my mom.
Yes, ma'am.
I know her doctor's office doesn't. But, you know, some of her friends said, well, you know, I went to the hospital. Here's their direct number. And then I read on the Department of Health's website begging people not to call the hospitals directly, you know, because they're tying up the lines and they don't have them. So I'm over here 175 miles away going, how do I help my mother?
Yes, ma'am. I understand. But now if your mom, if she's already on the pre-registered list, then once an appointment becomes available, then someone will be reaching out to her to let her know that she can get her vaccine.
I realize that. But
if she's already...
Yeah, she is pre-registered, and she's getting antsy or impatient because she's, like I said, hearing of other people, and I don't know how her other church friends are coming up with these places that they're going to get them. I have no earthly idea. But I just told her literally this morning, Mama, they'll call you. Well, what if I'm not here? I said, Mama, they'll leave you a message. Now, they're not going to keep leaving you messages. You got to finally call somebody back, you know. But, you know, I don't expect her to sit at home 24/7, which she should be doing, but she hasn't listened to me in a year, so she's not going to start now. So I'll just tell her to hang tight, because I didn't know if, you know, you knew of a list of places that, you know, that might be holding vaccine drives that I could lead her in the right direction in the Montgomery area.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry about that, ma'am. Is there anything else? Now, remember, you can always check out the following websites, which is the Alabama Department of Public Health.org, and you can also visit the CDC's website, and their website is cdc.gov, okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else I can do for you?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.